个上礼拜的时候
last week、
就是一个礼拜前
a week ago
弟兄们交通 我们感觉这个这个聚会场地的事情有可能怎么讲 move 就是有可能这个变动的蛮快
we feel that this matter of the meeting place there's going to be a change very quickly
所以我们决定今天我在这边呢交通金钱奉献的一些原则
so we decided to share onThe principles of monetary offering.
之后我们 Andrew 弟兄会对这个场地的事情呢，做一些说明。
And later on, our brother Andrew will address more on this meeting place.
其实我个人过去很少在主日提到金钱奉献。
For me personally, I have very seldom mention about monetary offering on Sunday's messages.
其实应该是从来没有提过。
Harvey, I never done that before.
对，有时候如果没有领会不对的话呢，就感觉好像这个传到这个传讲信息的弟兄好像要大家赶快拿钱出来。
If people misunderstood, then it's like the one who is preaching is asking for everybody to just quickly get your money out.
然后有一些那个年长的传道人呢，传道弟兄呢，他们是凭着信心在主面前服侍的。
And many elderly brothers and preachers they have lived by faith before the Lord as they serve.
他们没有这个职业，没有地上的这个所谓公司的职业。
They do not have a job in this world.
然后他们在聚会里面呢是负责的。
And they're responsible brothers in the meetings.
那我知道这些弟兄们他们刻意避免讲金钱奉献。
They decided not to.Talk about monetary offering.
对，因为他们的这个养生呢，主要是从聚会当中他们的金钱奉献做他们的供应的。
And they live by the offering that is given by the meeting as a supply.
所以他怕弟兄姊妹这个误会啊，就没有领会，就我们应该多领会，不要误会。所以弟兄姊妹会觉得说，当他讲金钱奉献的时候，好像要大家把钱要拿出来呢，他需要生活。
They want them to understand instead of misunderstanding that, you know, to give the money for them to be able to live.
但的的确确，圣经里面，主教要我们呢，在这个金钱奉献上面要有学习的。
But indeed, that the Bible, the Lord teaches us that we have to have some exercise and learning lessons on monetary offering.
结果主很快的给我一个事情，在马可福音。
So the Lord brought me to Mark.
马可福音十二章四十一节
Chapter 12 Verse 41
马可福音十二章四十一节到四十四节
Mark 12:41
到四十四
To 44
对马可福音十二章四十一到四十四我念一下哈耶稣对银库坐着看众人怎样投钱入库有好些财主往里投了若干的钱有一个穷寡妇来往里投了两个小钱就是一个大钱耶稣叫门徒来说我实在告诉你们这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头但这寡妇是自己不足把她一切养生的都投上了
And he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury and many rich people were putting in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned, all she had to live on.
对，有可能有的弟兄姊妹觉得，哎呀，这个钱的东西实在铜臭味太重了。
Maybe brothers and sisters feel, you know, money are kind of like very
dirty,
kind of, yeah, it's like very worldly.
然后，所以当我们在谈到那个属灵这个属灵的事情，或这个很纯净的这个属灵的事情的时候，哎，不要碰这种钱。
And that when we are talking about spiritual things, the pure things that are pure, then we don't want to touch on money.
但弟兄姊妹，你们看到这个在这个穷寡妇的身上呢， 好像神借着这个钱呢，给我们看见一个很深刻的属灵的学习。
But the Lord uses this widow to teach us a very deep spiritual lesson.
他借着这个好像属地的这个金钱，或者说这个金钱奉献这个事情上面，我们看到说主对这个寡妇有相当的称许。
Now using money, which is like a worldly thing, but the Lord teaches on monetary offering through this widow's mite.
所以我想我们今天一同来借着这个不知名的这个寡妇呢，我们来有一些思想。
And today we'll, through this unknown widow, we'll have some thought.
好，那个我们稍微有一点点祷告。
We'll have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们再次来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you again.
主啊，我们认定一切的，你是一切的源头。
Lord, that you are the source of everything.
主啊，当你在这里，主啊，聚集你的儿女的时候。
As you gather your children together.
主啊，我们还在肉身的当中活着。
Lord, we are still living in our flesh.
是吧？我们还需要在这个地上有一些的需用。
Lord, we still need has some need in this world.
主要一方面，我们认定主要你是一切需用的这个供应。
On one hand, Lord, we acknowledge that you are the source of all our needs.
主要我们也相信你借着这些的需用，主要你要我们在当中主要有一些的学习。
On the other hand, through our needs, Lord, you want us to have some lessons.
主啊，借着这些学习，我们在这里一同的来荣耀你。
And as we learn, Lord, we want to glorify you together.
主啊，愿把今天的交通一些的交通，我们都交托在你手中。
And Lord, we commit this sharing before you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 这件事情哈，发生在主耶稣他钉十字架前几天的时候发生的一件事。
This happened a few days before our Lord was nailed to the cross.
也就是说，当主耶稣钉十字架之前，大概三到四天左右呢，他特别骑驴进了耶路撒冷。
And the three or four days before, and he rode on the donkey to enter Jerusalem.
他进了耶路撒冷之后，其实很忙碌的。
And he was when he entered, he was very busy.
他看到那个圣殿里面呢，有很多人在那里那个贩卖的兑换银钱，然后贩卖牛羊。
In the temple, they were.Having a lot of exchange of money, and they were selling the
牛羊
the oxen and lamb.
所以因为有一些那个在以色列地回从以色列地之外回来的犹太人是拿着外国的钱币。
And a lot of people coming back from Israel, they are bringing out of they coming from outside of Israel. They're bringing from foreign currency.
所以他们来的时候呢，必须要换成这个犹太人用的钱呢，才有办法去买献祭的牛羊。
They have to do some exchange and get some of the money that was used there in order to buy things to sacrifice.
反正不管怎么样，那个圣殿里面呢，就变成一个那个买卖赚钱的地方。
And so the temple become a place where they trade and exchange currency.
哇，主耶稣看了心中很难受，里面非常的这个。受搅动
，So our Lord's heart was stirred from within.
所以他在里面洁净圣殿，把这些的情况呢，他把它推倒。
So he cleansed the temple and put and do away with all these things.
然后在这几天的时间当中呢，他受了许多的犹太人文士的刁难。
So the Jews and the Pharisees made things difficult for our Lord.
所以他们提出了一些很难回答的问题呢，想要抓到他的把柄。
They raised many difficult questions in order to trick our Lord.
然后主耶稣也跟他们辩论，希望还是能够把他们带到认识神的那个路上。
The Lord tried to bring them to the path of the Lord.
那同时之间呢，主耶稣又跟门徒讲了很多的话。
And at the same time, the Lord spoke to the disciples.
也许他用比喻，又讲了许多的教导。
Maybe through parables and a lot of teaching.
他也讲了预言，讲到那个末后的时代，那个会发生什么事情。
And the prophecies that at the end times what would happen.
所以大家可以想象到，在这几天的当中呢，主耶稣在耶路撒冷那个实在是非常的忙碌，很多的事情。
So the Lord was very busy while in Jerusalem.
但是在这些忙碌的当中呢，很稀奇的，这个主耶稣跑到那个银库，就是那个奉献金钱的那个地方，跑去那边坐着，在那边看。
And at this busy time, the Lord sat there before the treasury and was observing what's happening there.
对，他就在那边看这些人是在做什么，这个金钱奉献怎么奉献。
And he was observing how they do this money offering.
所以当他看到那个很多的其实有钱人呢、啊，他们还是不错的，他们还是奉献了相当的多。
And he observed the rich. Yes, indeed, they still offering much.
那直到他终于看到一个寡妇。
But when he saw this widow,
寡妇就投了很少的钱。
And she put in very little.
这大家回去可以查，就两个小钱。
And just two coins.
然后当他看到这边的时候，主耶稣说可以。
When he saw that, he said yes.
他说他看到一个人，他投下去的呢。比众人投的都多。
Then he saw one who put in more than everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会发现呢，主耶稣看到的，他那时候他洁净圣殿的时候，那个圣殿有很多的钱嘛。
When he was cleansing the temple, there were a lot of money there.
所以他看到那些圣殿里面那些兑换银钱的钱呢，跟他看到那个寡妇的钱，他觉得是不一样。
When he saw the currency being exchanged, those money and the two coins of the widow is different.
或是说同样是钱呢，但主耶稣一看的时候，他就觉得事情是不一样。
Even though it's the same as money, but the things are different.
所以在这个寡妇当中啊，我们学到的第一件事情呢是，如果要有金钱奉献的话，前提是我们要有一个新的奉献。
So from the widow's mite, we learn that the first thing we have to know about monetary offering is the heart.
所以主耶稣看的时候呢，他还不是看到底 多少钱的数量。
The Lord is not looking at the amount of money.
大家可以想想看，就是假设啦，那个圣殿呢，它有很大的需要。
We can maybe think that the temple has a lot of need.
然后那个假设是十万美金。
Maybe it's $100,000.
然后那个这些有钱的财主呢，他们一投，哇，这个几千块、上万块，哇，这个很有帮助嘛，因为这个圣殿有需要。
Maybe those rich people they would give a lot of $10,000 whatnot.
但我不是说他们不好。
It's not that that's not good.
乃是说，当主耶稣看到这个寡妇，哎，也许他投了100块。
And but he saw this widow, maybe she only put in $100.
好像表面上呢没有什么，就是说跟这个需用呢，好像那个比较起来没有这么大的功用。
Maybe on the surface it's not much compared to what is needed.
但主的眼光就是跟我们不一样。
But our Lord's eye, his sight is different from us.
因为他说他投的比其他人投的都多。
He said that she put in more than the rest of them.
所以到底是什么意思呢？
But what does that mean?
所以他的感觉里面呢，这个寡妇呢，对于主的那个心呢，是把他的全心都已经先给主了。
Because to the Lord, the widow has given all her heart to the Lord.
然后借着这个金钱的那个奉献呢，就显明出来说，这个寡妇她的的确确是已经是把全心都已经给主。
And through this money offering, it shows that she has given all her heart to the Lord.
所以基本上就是寡妇把她的全人都已经给主。
Basically, the widow has given her entire being to the Lord.
所以我们再念两处圣经哈。
We'll read two more passages.
那个马可福音第十章十七节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17.
马可福音十章十七到二十二节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 22.
对，我就不直接念了。
I will not read everything.
因为有一个少年人呢，来到主的面前。
There was a young ruler who came to the Lord.
他说：“主啊，我寻求永生，怎么样可以得永生
？”He asked the Lord, "I'm seeking eternal life. How can I gain it?"
然后主耶稣有说了一些的这些诫命。
And the Lord gave him some commandments.
然后他说：“啊，主啊，那个我从小都遵守了。”
He said that, "Lord, I have observed this all my life."
他真的是一个非常好的一个年轻人。
He was a very good youth.
那主耶稣又补上一句。
But the Lord added one more word.
他说你还少，就是还少一件。
There's just one thing that you lack.
你要把你一切所有的呢，全部变卖呢，分给穷人。
Then you have to sell all what your possessions and give it to the poor.
然后必有财宝在天上。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
然后这个少年马上脸色就变了。
But his countenance changed.
忧忧愁愁的就走了。
And he left grieving.
然后在一个地方，马太福音第六章二十四。
Matthew chapter six, verse 24.
马太福音六章二十四。
Matthew 6:24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
大家应该还记得上次我们弟兄交通到施达德他的传记。
Brothers, if you remember that our brother shared on the biography of C.T. Studd.
施达德，他把板球呢跟他的那个承接的那个遗产的产业呢，都好像归给主了。
He has given to the Lord his the sport cricket, and also all his inheritance to the Lord.
对，不是好像，就是他已经都归给主了。
He has given everything to the Lord.
所以我后来，我那时候后来就是补充了一下一些的细节。
I added some of the details.
其实当我补充的时候。我心里面并没有想到我们要买这个聚会地方的事情。
When I was adding those details, I have not thought about the fact that we are looking to buy a building.
对，我只是纯粹只是觉得说，我每一次读到他的事情的时候呢，我心中总是非常的被摸着。
The thing is, every time I read about his biography, my heart, it touches my heart.
对，就真的有一个人呢，他。这个少年官做不到的呢，他做到了。
That there is one such person that did what the young ruler couldn't do.
对，他在中国传道的时候。
When he was preaching in China.
可能是那个他有一小段那个自己的这个见证，但显得不太详细。
He had his own testimony, but it was not very clear.
对，我想大致上应该是这样子，就是说他经过了那个。义和团那个庚子全乱，那个就是那个时候中国非常反对外国人。
That was during that time they are against the Westerners.
对，所以那个时候呢，很乱的时候呢，他们基本上就只要看到外国人呢，就可能烧啊，就杀。
So when they see Westerners, they will kill and they will burn them.
所以他跟另外一个弟兄哈，就逃。
So he and another brother, they escape.
那他们竟然走到了一个遇见了那个英国的领事馆的领事。
So they met the commissioner of the British Commission.
他是英文是用 council. 然后那领事看到他们两个的时候非常非常惊讶，他说你们怎么可能到得了这里？
So when they saw the councillor, He was wondering how come you have reached here.
对，各个路口啊，这些到处都是乱了，一看到外国人根本就是过不了。
And the whole city was in chaos, you know, Westerners couldn't get around.
然后曹华转说，他那个领事馆的那个人呢，本来是另外一个弟兄要留下来，因为他只能够留一个人下来。
Because they can only have one person stay there.
然后最后那个领事呢，不知道为什么，就要。施达德弟兄留下来跟他在一起。
And we don't know why, but the counselor want Brother City Stud to stay there with him.
然后过了不久之后呢，他们收信呢是每两个礼拜收一次，邮差两个礼拜来一次。
So the postman deliver mail every 2 weeks.
对，他那时候可能我想就是25岁左右。
He was about 25.
所以他有一次收到信的时候呢，收到了他的那个遗产的那个权利。
So one day he received the inheritance.The power to inherit that letter, he received it.
对，他我漏掉一点啊，他在收到那个信之前呢，他就在读这一段话，那个少年的官的那段话。
So when he was receiving the letter, he was reading this passage about the rich young ruler.
这段话在他23岁的时候呢，他已经读过了。
He read this passage when he was 23.
对，他说我到了25岁，或者说以后呢，我愿意。不要像这个少年官一样，我愿意把我一切呢都归给主。
He said, "When I reach the age of 25, I do not want to be like this rich young ruler. I want to give my all to the Lord."
所以当那天好像那个话那段话又进到他心里面之后呢，那个信来了。
So when this passage, this word came into his heart, then the letter arrived.
来了之后呢，你知道吗？他马上知道他要做什么。
When he received the letter, he immediately knew what he needed to do.
他原来不晓得为什么领事要他留下来。
Before that, he didn't know why the counselor made him stay.
他现在突然明白了，他说，如果我要把这个遗产的这个权利，他叫 the power of attorney， 他把这个权利呢，那个要转移的话呢，他需要一个英国女王手下的官员来签名。
Because if he needs to transfer this power of attorney, he needs the signature of someone that is authorized by the Queen of England.
他突然明白了，就是他。
Then he realized that it's the consular.
所以他把那个要转移或是放弃之类的这个签名要给他签的时候。
So he gave the letter for him to sign.
然后那个领事告诉他说，你知道你在干什么吗？
So the consular asked him, do you know what you are doing?
我现在不签，我给你两个礼拜时间考虑。
I'm not going to sign right now. I'll give you 2 weeks to consider.
啊，他两个礼拜回来之后呢，还是请你签名。
2 weeks later, he said, you know, please sign this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄，我并不是，我在提一下，我不是说今天叫弟兄姊妹全部我们要变卖财产，没有这个意思。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not telling you to sell all your possessions today.
但是我们看见，借着这个少年官，借着寡妇，借着施达的弟兄。
And through this rich young ruler, the widow, and our brother City Stud.
对，我们知道有一件事情，就是说，这一个愿意被主得着的人呢，他心是先完全给主了。
One who is willing to be gained by the Lord, his heart is being gained by the Lord first.
所以整个财产呢，在他身上完完全全没有任何的捆绑。
So he is not binded by the possession that he has.
所以所以为什么主其实不缺什么？
Our Lord doesn't have any lack.
他为什么要我们操练金钱的奉献？
So why does he want us to exercise this monetary offering?
对这个事情，他可以显明我们到底我们的心到底对主多少。
Through this, he can reveal how much our heart is toward our Lord.
而且呢，他可以常常提醒我们不要去侍奉马门。
And he reminds us again and again, do not serve mammon.
对，我在很早以前听到一个年长弟兄跟我讲，可能是伯弟兄吧。
Years ago, I heard an elderly brother, maybe Brother Paul.
他跟我讲了一件事情，我印象很深。
I have a deep impression of what he said.
他说他有个观察。
He has an observation.
他说年纪越大，这个越爱钱。
The older you get, the more you love money.
奇怪，这个明明这个你越年纪越老，应该越超脱嘛。
Maybe it should be the other way. It should be the older you get, you easily let go of all these.
对，他看到很多的情况，就是年纪越老，那好像越不能放掉这些属地的这个财物。
But he's observed many situations that the older one gets, then one is not willing to part with his money.
所以弟兄姊妹，就算是两个基督徒同样在上班，在工作。
Just like two Christians working.
啊，同样都在赚钱。
They're earning money.
都在地上生活，都来聚会。
They're living in this world. They're coming to the meetings.
但何可能当主的眼光看他们的时候是不一样的
？Maybe when the Lord's sight is on them, he sees different things.
对，一个人心有可能被马门绑住。
One maybe is his heart is binded by the mammon.
但另外一个人当主需要的时候呢，他完完全全不受这些世上马门的捆绑。
And the other, when the Lord has need, he's not the person is not bound by the mammon of the world.
所以当我们另外一位年长弟兄提过一个，他没有讲很多、啊。
Another elderly brother mentioned.
他说他大致是可能是这个意思，就是说在某个聚会的地方呢，他们要买聚会的场所。
That at this meeting, this assembly, they wanted to purchase a building.
那当中有一个可能也算是一个比较年长的一个弟兄。
Maybe one elderly brother among them.
哎，也跟他一起祷告。
They pray with him.
那也讲到这个，也参与这个买这个场所的事情。
And was involved in this purchasing of the building.
但当事情真正的要发生要买的时候呢
？But when the transaction was going to happen.
我们弟兄用了一个形容词。
Our brother used a description.
他说这位弟兄一毛不拔。
That a brother was not willing to even put in a cent.
所以整件事情当来临的时候呢，你就显出这个人他心中到底是怎么样一个光景。
So when the thing happens, you reveals what is in a person's heart.
第二件事情哈，这个寡妇是在信心当中呢，她做金钱奉献。
And another thing is this widow, it was through faith that she gave this money offering.
所以为什么呢？因为她把养生的都投上了。
Because she had given all of her provision.
因为她相信主说，她相信说我投上之后呢，主一定可以养我。
Because she believed that she, if I put in everything, the Lord can supply my need.
所以这是她这个信心里面呢，她知道说，她奉献的时候已经表示她这是她对神的一个信心。
The moment she offered her money, it reveals her faith to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都知道主是，我们都知道诗篇二十三篇，主是我们的好牧人。
We know in Psalm 23 that the Lord is our good shepherd.
但我们是否真的有一个信心，相信说我们耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏呢？
Do we have this faith to believe that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall have no want?
我们是否认定说一切的来源呢，都是主从他来的，他都会供应的？
Do we acknowledge that everything is of the Lord, that He will supply our every need?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个考验我们的信心在金钱方面。
This will test our faith.
对，所以我知道弟兄姊妹大部分知道我以前被裁过员嘛。
Most of brothers and sisters know that I was laid off in the past.
对，有时候我们心中有个疑惑，就是说，哎，我这个我辛苦上班去赚钱，这钱是我来赚的。
Sometimes we are confused. We said, you know, we work so hard, you know, at our workplace, and
对对对
all this money is ours.
对，主是我的好牧人，他引导我走人生的路，这也对。
The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, He lead me in my way. That's right.
对，所以英文有个什么 hard earned money 是吧？就是我这么辛苦赚来的这个钱。
In English, I'm saying that, you know, this is my hard earned money.
对，但是弟兄姊妹，我们当我们认识整个环境，当我们也认识整个情况的时候呢，我们慢慢能够真的知道说，主是这些都是主的恩典。
When we know the circumstances, situations, we know that it's all the Lord's grace.
对，所以主稍微让我这个裁一裁，我就知道说不是说我想要有工作就有工作的。
You know, through all the layoffs, I see that not that you know I can get a job when I want a job.
对，他真的希望开我们的眼睛说。那个在这个整个这么大的一个变动的环境里面
，He wants to open his eyes to see that during this change，
对他保守了我们
，That he has kept us，
他维持我们一切的需用
，And he sustains all our needs。
所以当我在有这些略略有这些经历之后
，And after some of these experiences，
那我就实在从心中深处说，每一个工作都是主给的。
That from my heart I can say every single job is given to me by the Lord.
对，我能够在这个地上能够养生，能够有一个养生的那个薪水。
That I have this salary to earn a living.
对，每一分每一毫呢，其实都是从神来的。
Every cent is of the Lord.
对，都，所以这些都是神的。
And these are all the Lord.
我只是在这个地方呢，接受神的恩典，并且管理他所给我的这些金钱。
And here I'm just.Receiving the Lord's grace and be a steward of what He has given me.
所以包含这个寡妇
，and including this widow.
在过去许多的年日当中，很多的弟兄姊妹呢，就是用这种有铜臭味的金钱呢，来学习属灵的功课。
And years past, brothers and sisters have learned spiritual lessons through these money.
对，有那个引导倪弟兄的那位何寿恩姊妹。
And the sister who led Brother Nee, Sister Margaret Roberts.
对，当她第二次去中国的时候
，The second time when she went to China.
她完全没有任何所谓后面的组织的这些的金钱的供应。
She was not supply any monetary need from missionaries.
对，她就单单的认定说，主，你引导我去那个地方呢，你要负一切的责任。
Then Lord, if you bring me to that place.You will be responsible for me.
所以当他有一次他在礼拜六的时候呢，身上只剩下两块钱。
On a Saturday, all she had left was $2.
他礼拜周一的时候呢，他需要150块钱，要有一些这个可能我想一些工作上的需用。
On the following Monday, she needed $150 for some things that she have to pay for.
所以她心中一直祷告说，主啊，这个我相信你要供应的。
And she prayed, she said, Lord, I believe that you will supply my need.
所以好不容易还有两块。
I have at least $2 left here.
对，当她走到路上的时候，突然碰到一个曾经修理过他们是家里面的一个工人。
And there was a worker on the street that had done some repair work at that place.
就刚好碰到，就是欠他那时候欠他一个工钱一块钱。
She ran into him and she owed him $1.
一块钱，那就两块给掉一块了，还有一块。
So $2 she gave away one and $1 left.
还有一块，那走一走，碰到一个乞丐。
And she walked again and saw a beggar.
但乞丐你可以不给嘛。
Maybe you don't have to give.
但是不晓得那时候主就给他一个感觉，你把钱给掉。
So the Lord put it in her heart that give this away.
他第一个意念是说，主啊，我要去换两个五角，因为我这样至少还有五角剩下来。
She said, Lord, I'll go exchange for 2 50-cent coins. Then I have at least 50 left.
那时候应该比较货币比较值钱了，对。五角。
Maybe 50 cents was worth a lot at that time.
但她里面就觉得不平安。
But she doesn't have peace in her heart.
主就是说，你剩一块，全部给掉。
The Lord said, "You only have dollar left. Give everything."
哇，她挣扎了一下子，她说，就这么一点剩下的东西，就全部给了。后来顺服了，给了。
She struggled for a while because that was all she left, but she submitted and gave it away.
你知道发生什么事吗
？You know what happened?
她一给掉之后呢，哇，全人喜乐。
The moment she gave that away, she was filled with joy.
一方面是她顺服了。
On one hand, she submitted to the Lord.
一方面她说：“主啊，我现在那个一毛钱都没有了，我现在就完完全全仰望你。”
She said, "Lord, I have nothing left. I have to fully look to you."
那稀奇的很，礼拜一的时候，她收到一个150块的汇票。
And amazingly, she received a check of $150 the following Monday.
她后来问那个汇款来的那个英国的弟兄。
And she asked the brother who did the wire transfer.
为什么你那时候刚好就汇150块给我呢？我就是需要150。
And she said, you know, how come you sent 150? Because that was what I needed.
那弟兄说我也不知道啊。
He said, I don't know.
主就是一直催促我要汇给你。
The Lord keeps telling me to.Send it to you.
我而且要赶快汇。
Have to do it quickly.
我还加了30块钱，又快速的汇过去。
And add $30 to expedite the service.
就那天他需要的时候就到了。
And she received it the day she needed it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们再念出圣经好，哥林多后书九章。
We read another passage, Second Corinthians chapter 9.
九章第六到十六到八就好。
Chapter 9 verses 6-8.
哥林多后书九章六到八。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
我读的时候，我刚开始那个少种的少收，多种的收收，我有个误解。
When it says sow sparingly will reap sparingly, sow bountifully will also reap bountifully, I have a little misunderstanding.
对，我看的时候，我以为说，哦，我赚的薪水低一点呢，我就奉献稍微少一点。赚的多一点就多奉献一点。
At first I thought, if I earn more salary, I'll give more. If I earn less, I'll give less.
其实他不是这个意思。
It's not what it means.
他说你奉献的少的话呢，那个主的那个，其实主不是交换了，就是你好，就你这个你想要有所保留啊，你奉献少的话呢，其实你得到那个天上的福气比较少。
The Lord is not saying this is a conditional thing, but when you offer less, then what you have in heaven is less.
对，但是当你愿意有个心呢，主啊，我把我的心，我把我该给你的呢，就奉献出去，多种，那个叫多种，他就多收。
But when you say, Lord, I'm willing to give you my heart, all that I have, then more you give, then you gain more.
所以他这边特别提到说，当我们凭着信心的度量奉献给主的时候呢。 神将各样的恩惠多多的加给这个人。
That it is through according to the measure of faith when we give to the Lord, the Lord will give us the abundance.
但请记得，千万不要勉强。
But remember, it's not to do it under compulsion.
不要心里，哎呀，这个伟修今天讲这么多，我这个。好挣扎，很勉强给一下。
You don't have to say like, oh, Alberto, we should share that today. Oh, I have to do it, and oh, I'll just give it.
其实神宁愿不要。
But the Lord rather not have to.
所以他这边意思哈，就是说，本心所酌定，就是说，你心里面好像在主面前，一方面我们是根据于我们心的奉献，一方面我们在神面前，我们心好像有一个数字。
And it says when he has purpose in his heart, that means what is in your heart is like as if your heart has a number you wanted to offer the Lord.
对，主啊，我在你面前呢，我的状况，我的光景是如此，那我信心的度量是如此。
And before the Lord, you know, this is my situation, and according to the measure of my faith.
对，我乐意在当中有一份。
I'm gladly to have a part in this.
对，所以在主面前有一个很安息的说，主啊，我愿意这些我。要乐意的能够在当中有一份。
And with that rest before the Lord, I'm willing to have a part in this.
对，这边有一个字哈，叫捐的乐意的人，叫 cheerful giver.
It has this word cheerful giver.
所以当他给的时候，他不勉强。
And giving is not holding back.
对，也不是很冷淡哦，这个就钱就出去了。
It's not without feeling. So I'll just give this.
他说主啊，我欢欢喜喜的说，因为一切都是从你来的。
That because everything is from you.
对，今天我照着我你在我身上的感动呢，我欢欢喜喜能够把这一份呢能够给你。
That according to what you have put in my heart, I'll give this to you cheerfully.
当我们这样子的时候呢，是神所喜爱的。
And when we do it this way, in such a way, the Lord is pleased.
并且神的恩惠要多多的加给这个人。
And the Lord will give us grace and abundance.
所以这还有一点哈。这个寡妇，她的优先次序是为着圣殿的。
And the priority in the heart of this widow is for the temple.
或者说，这个她这个金钱奉献表明了一个她心中的优先次序。
Or this, in other words, this monetary offering reveals that her priority in her heart.
就是说，她觉得神的殿的这个需用呢。比他的养生的优先次序还要高。
That the need of the temple of God is more important than her own living.
所以他先把他这个养生呢，先归给主，然后他的后面那个次序才轮到他本身的养生。
And she gives to all that she owned to the Lord, and then it comes next is her own living.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们都只是集中在自己。个人的需要。
Oftentimes we only emphasize on our own needs.
对，虽然其实神可以从天上的羊、万山的牛都是神的。
The Lord has all the hills of the ox and lamb.
但是的的确，当我们还活在这个地上的时候呢，神的家有一些这个真正的还是有需用。
But when we are living on this earth, the house of God still have needs.
所以在这个需用的当中呢，神愿意他的儿女呢。能够借着这个金钱奉献呢，能够表明他们愿意在这事情上面看重神的家。
That through this money offering, the Lord is wants to see that His children love His house.
我们看一下那个出埃及记的二十五章第一节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 1.
他前面那句啊，二十四章最后面，他说摩西进入云中上山，在山上四十昼夜。然后二十五章接下来就说，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
24:18 And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that give it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
那这些礼物是为着什么呢?
What are these for?
它是到第八节。
Verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，或是说这个整个的会幕啊，使我可以住在他们中间。
And let them make me a sanctuary, that is a tabernacle, that I may dwell among them.
这是摩西第一次上西乃山四十昼夜， 一下来的时候他讲的话。
That's the first thing that Moses spoke the first, the, after the first time that he had went on Mount Sinai.
所以大家记得好，凡甘心乐意就甘心乐意的。
Remember those who give willingly.
对，所以当他从那个四十昼夜那个接受神的那个会幕的那个样式的启示之后呢
？After he had received the blueprint of the tabernacle，
他下山面对以色列人的时候
，When he came down from the mountain and faced the Israelites，
他第一件事情呢，就是说，众神的众儿女们，如果你们心中乐意的话呢，你们应该把这些这个会幕建造的需用呢，供那个奉献。
He spoke to the children of Israel, saying that if you're willing。Then give all that you're willing with to build this tabernacle.
对，后来哦，那个发生了一个金牛犊的事情。
And we have the golden calf after that.
所以以色列人就在神的面前呢，受了有一些愤怒的审判。
That was the judgment.
对
，due to the because of the wrath of God.
然后后来呢，摩西又第二次又去上西乃山。
And the second time Moses went to Mount Sinai.
这是在第34章。
Chapter
34, 34章二十八节
Verse 28.
摩西在耶和华那里四十昼夜也不吃饭也不喝水
And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water.
所以当他下山之后呢，第二次哈，
到了
三十五章
Chapter 35.
当然他先讲到说要安息。
First, he spoke to have rest.
因为神的家的建立呢，需要在安息当中建立。
Because the building of the Lord's house have to be during the peace time.
然后他还是说同样的话，三十五章第四节。
And the same thing, 35. Chapter 25.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
对，然后摩西对以色列全会众说：“耶和华所吩咐的是这样，你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华，凡乐意献的。”可以拿耶和华的礼物来，就是等等等等这样。
And Moses spoke unto the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering of the Lord, etc."
我用的这个圣经多了一点，在历代志十，对不起，出埃及记还有一个地方叫三十八章第八节。
Exodus 38 verse 8。
三十八章第八节，他用铜做洗濯盆和盆座，是用会幕门前伺候的妇人之镜子做的。
He made a lever of bronze and its base of bronze from the bronze mirrors of the serving women who assemble at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
稍微记得一下，那个会幕前面那个铜的洗濯盆呢，是用妇女们的镜子做的。
Before the tabernacle, that lever of bronze is made from the bronze mirrors of the women.
然后历代志上
，due to first Chronicles.
历代志上二十八章
28.
这个是大卫建圣殿的时候的事情，或者说预备建圣殿的事情。
This was when David was preparing to build the temple.
我们念历代志上二十九章第二节。
First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 2。
我为我神的殿已经尽力，预备金子做金器，银子做银器，铜等等等等许多的东西。
Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for the things to be made gold and the silver for things of silver and so on。
第三节。
Verse 3。
这个是大卫讲的话。
This is of David。
且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿，就是俄斐金三千他连德，金炼的银子七千他连德等等。
Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir and 7,000 talents of refined silver, so on.
第五节的最后一句。
And the last part of verse 5.
今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，在建会幕、建圣殿。
Building the tabernacle, building the temple.
这其实都是预表神的家的建立。
And it represents the building of the house of God.
你会发现每一次哈，都有许多，就包含大卫在内，这些爱神的家的神的儿女呢，乐意把自己有的呢，把它献上。
Many, including David, those who love the house of God, they willingly give it.
大卫在问这个话的时候，他不是问说，今天有谁要把金子、银子什么什么献上吗？
When David asked, he didn't say who's willing to give all this gold and silver and all these things.
他问的话是说，他今天有谁乐意把自己献给耶和华呢？
But he asked who's willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord.
所以他所要的呢，是我们这个人。
What he wanted is our person, this being.
这借着金钱奉献，借着这个礼物给神的家呢，表明我这个人已经愿意说。神的家是我心中所爱。
Through this money offering, this gift to represent, to express that the house of God is what is my love.
以前年长弟兄提到那个铜洗濯盆的时候，我印象就很深。
When an elderly brother mentioned about this lever of bronze, it left a deep impression in my heart.
这个，所以你可以想象啊，有一些妇女。
Some women.
他们说，那个摩西说，这些你们愿意乐意的话，能够献出礼物。
When Moses said those who are willing, you can give your gift.
当中有需要铜。
They need a bronze.
他们就想说，我自己想象哈。
That's my imagination.
家里到底有什么东西呢？我可以拿出来的。
And what is in my house that I can give to the Lord?
啊，有铜。
It's bronze.
镜子。
The mirror.
古时候没有玻璃，所以他们是用镜子做。是用铜做镜子。
They do not have glass, so they use the bronze for mirrors.
所以我想姊妹应该很明白了。
And sisters would understand this.
对，我们现在可能好几面镜子，这个桌上一个，然后墙上一个，然后洗手间一个。
Maybe we have many mirrors in our house.
我们需要常常的这个梳理一下。
We have to take care of ourselves, kind of.
那很可能这些妇女呢，她们就一个铜镜。
Maybe these women they only have one bronze mirror.
所以当她们想来想去的时候，到底能够给出什么的时候，
when they think about it, what can I give?
所以他们就看到自己的这个铜镜。
So they saw their own bronze mirror.
这是铜。
This is bronze.
给主。
Give it to the Lord.
所以这个是什么意思呢？他之后呢，他可能就失去一个工具，他可以好像能够打扮多打扮一下自己。
And what this means is that she has one thing less for her to adorn herself.
那他愿意为着主的神的家的缘故呢，他好像把自己的一些也许一些的外表他能够放下。
That for the house of the Lord, she can give up her outward appearance.
对，同时之间呢，假设我们是一个祭司。
At the same time, if we were priests.
那如果是一个祭司哈，他进去会幕服事的时候，第一个事情呢，他碰到的就是这个铜洗濯盆。
When you serve in the tabernacle, the first thing that you touch is this lever of bronze.
因为神的意思是说，就算你是祭司， you, 你还是必须要洁净自己。
The Lord, for the Lord, even if you're a priest, you have to cleanse yourself.
你必须洁净自己之后，才能够进到这个会幕的范围里面。
You have to purify yourself first before you can enter and serve in the tabernacle.
所以当一个祭司，他知道这是铜做的。
When the priests know that this is made of bronze.
所以他甚至我想相信他们，因为这边记载，他甚至知道这些是从他许多姊妹的那个镜子来的。
And it already stated here, so they would have known that this is made from the mirrors of the sisters, the women.
所以这些姊妹可能不晓得说这个铜祭坛呢。当这个祭司来服侍主的时候呢，他在铜洗濯盆呢，他好像反照到他的自己。
Maybe the sisters didn't know that this lever of bronze would have reflect themselves.
他在神的面前知道说，哇，我在神的面前呢，还是一个有罪的人。
That the priest would know that before the Lord, I'm still a sinner.
我仍然在主的面前呢，我需要他的洁净。
And I still need the Lord to cleanse me.
啊，这些的姊妹呢，他们放下这些呢。成了我今天来到主面前的一个光照。
And these sisters who let go of their bronze mirrors to me that today it becomes one thing that can enlighten me.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们有一些好像 供给出来。
Brothers and sisters, so when we give, when we offer up,
似乎在其他的地方呢，我们发现它有属灵的果效。
That we can realize there are other the spiritual results from that in other places.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们鼓励我们彼此勉励，因为神的家是神心中最看重的。
We encourage one another that the house of God is what the Lord is the most important to the Lord.
这边有我以前讲过，我以前读传记跟我还是有相当的距离。
I've said before that when I was reading the biographies, it's like a distance between me and them.
但是我后来慢慢想说，这些人，包含这个寡妇，他们能够做得到这个程度，是不是今天我们就不可能做得到呢？
That these people, including the widow, they have done all these. Is it impossible for us to do it?
那这些的弟兄姊妹，他们是有什么特别吗？
Are there anything special about these brothers and sisters?
所以我想弟兄姊妹，我今天借着一个主耶稣所看到的一个寡妇，连无名的寡妇
，through this widow, an unknown widow that the Lord see.
他想要告诉我们呢，这个无名的寡妇可能跟这个施达德是一样的。
He's maybe trying to tell us that this widow is the same as our brother C.T. Starr.
所以也许施达德他很有名，他这个很多事情好像看起来很轰轰烈烈，很壮烈。
Maybe he was very well known, and you know it's well known to a lot of people.
但是在一个不为人知的一个小角落里面，有一个寡妇呢，其实在主的眼中可能跟施达德是一样的。
But in this unknown corner, this widow before the Lord's eye, it's the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个金钱奉献，另外一个原则是隐藏的。
Another principle of money offering that it is hidden.
对，没有人注意。
Nobody will take notice.
但没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果主注意到我们的话，那就够了。
If the Lord took notice of us, that is enough.
我曾经亲眼看见一个就是其他某个教会的一个周报。
I witnessed a newsletter of a church.
对，他每个礼拜会出一个周报。
We have a weekly weekly newsletter.
对。那里面就列出来那个奉献的款项。
They list down the number of the amount of the offering.
比如说蔡某姊妹她奉献多少钱啊。
So and so, maybe Sister Chai offered this much amount of money.
你知道周报上怎么写吗？
What does the newsletter say?
她写蔡插针奉献了多少多少钱。
So Sister Chai Zha Zhen offered this much money.
你不可以把名字写出来，因为要隐藏嘛，对不对？
Because you have to hide the person's name. So like Chai and then X out and then the name and then Zhen and then.
蔡插针多少多少钱
？So has given this much money.
马插修多少多少钱
？I am Ma X 修 you know this much money.
所以大家一看，哦，这个人这个奉献比较多。
And they can see, oh, this person offered more.
对，这个比较爱主。
This person loved the Lord more.
弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不做这种事情。
Brothers, we do not do such things.
因为所有的奉献呢，都是给主的。
Because all the offering is for the Lord.
都是在主的面前。
And it's before the Lord.
寡妇虽然只有两个小钱。
Even though the widow only has two coins.
但是在主眼中的那分量是非常的贵重的。
But before the Lord, that weight is very precious.
对，我们有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你带领我们到今天这样一个光景。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for bringing us up to this day.
或是说带领我们到今天这个步骤。
That this very step.
对，我们就继续仰望主引导我们前面的路。
Lord, we look to you to lead us before.
但愿你在这个小小的聚集里面，我们能看见你。
Lord, in this small gathering, we can see the reality of the house.
能够看到许多的弟兄姊妹说，我今天愿意归给耶和华。
That we can see many brothers and sisters that say today we are willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 请稍等一下，我们把那个录那个投。